Daf Mem Gimel Med Aleph, the sixth line down. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. You remember we were studying the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the question is, in terms of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, we already established that in the case of Me'ila, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, that was derived from a Gzeir Shav of Chet Chet to Truma. Then we began discussing Tvicho Mechira in the case of a Ganav. The Torah says in Shmos Chaf Aleph, Ki Ignov Ish Shor Ose Utvacho O Mecharo. And notice that word O Mecharo. And the Gemara says the following. According to Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the limud at yeshliach dvar avera in the case of tvicha mechira is from the word o in that pasuk tvacho o mecharo. It doesn't say tvacho u mecharo. The extra o is larabos es hashliach, to teach us that if this animal that was stolen was then shechted or sold by shliach, the ganav is chayev tashlume dalid vehe. The bechizkiya tana. In the Beis Medrash of Chizkiah, they derived Yeshliach Dvar Avera in Tvicha Mechira from a pasuk. In the same parsha, it says Chamisha Bokar Yishalim Tachas Hashor. The word Tachas is superfluous, and it's a ribui l'rabos es hashliach. The Gemara says the following: how do we know that in general, Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera? If we have two cases which teach us that there is a shliach in a dvar avera, namely, we have me'ila and we have tvicha mechira, the fact that the Torah told me twice, it means to say twice and only these twice. But according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin, which we discussed earlier, that melamdin, that two ksuvim, Haboim kechem alamdim, they serve as a binyanav to teach us universally that rule. Ma'ikal ameimar. Why do we assume that ain shliach l'dvar avera? Here are two cases that teach us yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Goli rachmona b'shchutei chutz. The Torah teaches us the opposite conclusion in the case of shchutei chutz. If you have kodshim and there's a chiyuv kares for shechting them outside the azor, what happens if you appoint a shliach to do the shechita on your behalf? The Torah says, "Ish, ish." This is Vayikra Yudzayin. Mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor el Pesach o mod lo hevio dam yechoshev lo ish hahu dam shofach lo ish hahu. The word hahu is superfluous, and it comes to be mamait who. If he himself, the owner of the korban, shechts the animal chutz, he's chayev, but velo shlucho. But if he sends a shliach, then the mishaleach is potur. And this becomes a paradigm to teach us ein shliach l'dvar avera in general, from the fact that in shchutei chutz, the Torah excludes a shliach for the avera of shchutei chutz. This serves as a paradigm to teach us in general that ain't shliach l'dvar avera. The Gemara asks, Ashkechan gabe shchutei chutz v'chol haTorah minolan. In the case of shchutei chutz, the Torah has taught us that ain't shliach l'dvar avera is yolif mishchutei chutz. We can derive now the conclusion from shchutei chutz, which serves as a binyan av for kol haTorah kula, that ain't shliach l'dvar avera. But now we're in a bind, because we learned in two cases, in Me'ila, in Tvicha Mechira of Ganav, that there is a Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Now Shchutei Chutz teaches us Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. How do we juggle this? Adi Olf Mi Shchutei Chutz, Neilf Mi Hanach. Why do you assume that Shchutei Chutz is the Binyan Av for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Why don't we derive from Tvicha Mechira and Me'ila that Yeshliach Dvar Avera? The Gemara answers, Hadar Kosav Rachmana. In the same parasha, the Torah writes, v'nichas ha'ish ha'hu mikerev ha'amo. In the case of shchutei chutz, we have another extra word, another miut, ha'hu. Twice it says ha'hu. And we don't need it to exclude a shliach. In the case of shchutei chutz, we already have the word ha'hu in that same parsha. So what we have now is, when the Torah teaches you the same din twice in the same parsha, that's called v'eino inyan. V'eino inyan legufo, t'neu inyan lekol Torah kula. It's coming to teach you not that yesh shliach l'dvar vera. I'm sorry, that ain't shliach l'dvar vera in shchutei chutz, but that ain't shliach l'dvar vera elsewhere universally. U'leman yom shnei k'sum abom kechnei melamdim. If, on the other hand, I'm of the opinion that shnei k'sum abom kechnei ain't melamdim, so we have the cases of me'ila and tvicha mechira to teach us ain't shliach l'dvar vera, because those are exceptions to the rule, but the rule becomes ein shliach l'dvar avera is hani ha'hu ha'hu. Why did the Torah have to repeat this word ha'hu in the parasha of shchutei chutz, not just once but twice? My darshi bei, what do we derive from it? So our answer is chad, one of the ha'hus. Again, ha'hu is a mute. Is coming l'mu'utei shnayim ochsim besakin v'shochten. If two people hold on to the same sack and the same knife, and they do the shechita of chutz, is there not chayev? Is chad l'mu'utei, the other's coming to exclude, hu velo onus. In the case of shchutei chutz be'ones, if there are circumstances beyond his control, then he's potur. Why would we have a haramina that in the case of ones, you would be chayev? In Kol Tar Kula, the Gemara derives in the Dorim, Daf Chav Zayin, that an onus is potur. And the answer is, if somebody was forcing him to shecht Kodshim Bachutz, would he have to give up his life? Well, it's not one of the big three. It's not Yehorik Val Yavar, but the Torah nevertheless says, Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu, Dam Shofach. The Torah seems to be equating Shkutei Chutz with Shvichas Domim, and as a subcategory, an extension of Shvichas Domim, we might have applied the principle of Yehorik Val Yavar, Kamash Malon, the mute of Ahu, that comes to exclude Anus, is that Shkutei Chutz be Anus is not chayev, and therefore there's no din of Yehorik ve'al Yavor. The Gemara says now that this pasuk hahu is coming to exclude not just the case of onus, but v'lo b'shogeg. Let's say a person was never taught the iser of shchutei chutz. He pleads the fifth. Is in such a case, he's not chayev a karmon. Normally we would think that if a person violates a chiv kares bishogeg, he would be chayev a karmon chatos. Here he's telling you that he's potami chatos. That's a simple explanation of this Gemara. However, based on the Gemara Krisus, we have to conclude just the opposite. At the beginning of Masechta Krisus, the Mishnah lists 36 cases of Chayve Krisus, and to all of them we apply the rule that Bishogeg the Chayve Chatos, Vemeis the Chayve Kores, and one on the list is Shchutei Chutz. So we see, therefore, that Shchutei Chutz Bishogeg is Chayev a chatos. So what do we do with our sugi here that says velo bishogeg? So if you take a look in the Rishonim here, you will see the Ritva and others say that ikam rashabod drashazu lamishu muter shamuter potur. that the thrust, the main thrust of this drasha is not to exclude shogeg, but rather to exclude muter. That's the next few words in the Gemara. It says, who? Velo muter. And here, once the exclusion of muter is mentioned, then we mention shogeg as well. And what we're talking about is a ptur from a chiyuv. So again, the Iker of drasha is to teach us muter, and muter is potter even from a karban. Again, what we're talking about is that not the case of shogeg where a person is mistaken, but a case of muter where somebody trips him up, somebody misleads him and confuses him and tells him it's okay to shecht it. And in such a case, he's potter mi karban based on this mi'ir of ahu. The case of anus is potter both from kares and from karban. The case of shogeg, he's chayv a karban in the case of shogeg. But rather, once the drasha mentions muter, sa agav urcha, he mentions shogeg to teach you that shogeg is potur from kares. Now the Gemara wants to clarify the case of shnayim oksim besakin and the case of muta. If we hold that we need the pasuk ahu to teach us that ein shliach l'dvar aveira, because we hold shnei ksuma bam kechon melamdim, is v'idach according to that man diomar, that ahu teaches you ein shliach l'dvar aveira. What about the cases of shnayim oksim besakin or onus shogeg and muta, me'ahu ahu? There's an extra word in the pasuk. It could have said dam yechashav lish hu. Why does it say mehu? Or why does the Torah say hahu? The extra hey? Is that going to teach you all these exclusions? Ve'idach, according to the Tana that uses hahu to exclude shnayim oksim besakin and shogeg, hahu ahu lo darish, he doesn't use the extra hey as a drasha. Now the Gemara goes back to Shammai HaZaken, and the Gemara establishes that Shammai HaZaken holds that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira v'ha detani, and we learned in a brayso omer l'shlucho tzei harogas hanefesh. If a person appoints a shliach to murder on his behalf, who the shliach himself is chayav, v'sholchav patur. That's according to the Tanna Kamma. Shammai HaZaken omer mishum chagai hanavi sholchav chayav. The one who sent the murderer and appointed him to do the shlichus, he's chayav, meaning yeshliach l'dvar veira in the case of Ritzicha. And this we learn from a pasuk in Shmuel Beis with regard to the rebuke, the very heavy chastisement that Nosan Anovi gave Dovin HaMelech with regard to Uriah Chiti. Es Uriah Chiti keso b'chorev, ves ishto lakachto l'chol isha, v'oso harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. David sent Uriah to the Melchama, and he was killed. As a result, the Navi accuses David HaMelech of osa haragta b'cherev b'nei Amon. And in fact, David was not the one who placed Uriah into this situation where he would be killed. It was Yoav, the Sartzova, who was fulfilling the shlichus of David and exposing Uriah to be killed by Cherev B'nei Amon. Why then is David considered the Horeg? And the answer is that with regard to Ritzicha, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, we do not find a drasha that would indicate that Ritzicha is the exception to the rule. And therefore we assume that Shammai HaZaken, who derives from this pasuk in Ritzicha, that Yeshliach Dvar Avera, he would apply that rule universally to call a Torah Kula and say in every Avera, Yeshliach Dvar Avera. Now the Gemara asks, my time of the Shammai HaZaken. Why does he derive the Yeshliach Dvar Avera from in Kol Torah Kula? After all, we have psukim that indicate that Yeshliach Dvar Avera only in two cases, in the Ilan Tvicha, because Sava the Gemara holds that Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechad Milamdim. That even though in Me'ilan Tficha we have two cases where the Torah repeats Yeshliach Dvar Avera, nevertheless they can serve as a binyan av for Kol HaTorah Kula, because Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechad Milamdim. Ay Shchut Echutz, the Torah says Ahu twice, and we should derive the exclusion of a Shliach. The answer is that Shammai HaZaken holds that one of them, one word Ahu, would exclude Shnayim Ochsim B'Sakin V'Shochtin. The second one would exclude Ones and Shogeg and Mutter. And V'Hu Hahu Lo Dorish, and the extra Hey is not free for a Drasha. So if that be the case, we haven't derived the conclusion that in Shchut Eishchutz, a Shliach is Potter, a Miyud of Ahu. Therefore, we fall back on Tvicha Mechira, as Shnei Ksuvah Bon Kech and Melandim, to teach us that in Kol Tarkul Yeh Shliach, Lidvar Vera. Again, even though the main reason of Shammai is Shnei Ksuvah Bon Kech and Melandim, the Gemara nevertheless quotes Shammai as deriving Yeshlich Levar Veir from Ritzicha, also Arak the Becher Pnei Amon, because that Pasuk is a Raya and supports his view. But fundamentally, Shammai derives it from Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechun Melamdim. V'Iboy Yisema, if you want, I can offer you a different explanation for Shammai HaZaken Liolam Dorish. Even if you assume that Shammai HaZaken does darshan the hay of Hahu, and therefore the miud of Shnai Mosu Misakin and Muta can be derived from Hahu, and then you have another word Ahu, which should teach us that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera in Shchut Eichutz. Now you have the other Ahu, leaving out the extra hay, which excluded Shnai Mosu Metalis, etc. And that's going to teach us that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, my Chayav, there's a new interpretation of Lishna Basra in Shammai, when Shammai said Yechayav, meaning the Mishalech is Chayav for sending a Shliach, his intention was Chayav B'dini Shamayim, that the Chiyuv of the Mishalech is because he caused the death of his friend by sending a Shliach. And that's something that can be, that can generate liability in the heavenly courts. The Gemara is not happy with this answer. Michlal, the Tanakhama Sover, Afilu B'din Shamayim, Nami Potter. Are you telling me that the whole subject, the entire controversy between Shammai HaZaken and the Tanakhama, only boils down to Din Shamayim? Shammai wanted to say Yeshlich Dvar Avera B'din Shamayim, and the Tanakhama would hold that he's Potter even B'din Shamayim? That, says the Gemara, makes no sense. How can you say that he's not Chayav B'din Shamayim? Pshita, the Gemara holds, that he's Chayav B'din Shamayim. And we have a Brisa in Perek HaKodesh in Bava Kama that says, HaSocher Edi Sheker. If you hire false witnesses to testify, then you're Chayav B'din Shamayim. How could it be that according to the Chachamim, according to Tanakhama, he's not Chayav at least Chach B'din Shamayim? And Nosan Anovi says to David Melch Osa Aragto, let it be at least Shliach Ledvar Avera B'din Shamayim. Elo the Gemara answers, Dina Rabba V'dina Zuta Ika Beinayhu. The machlokes between Shammai HaZaken and the Tanakhama, they both agree that there's an onesh B'din Shamayim, but how is it treated B'din Shamayim? To what extent is there a chiv B'din Shamayim? is it a, what we call, a dina rabba, a very severe punishment? It's as if he killed him. As far as Din Shamayim is concerned, the Meshaleach is culpable as the Horeg. Or no, it's only a dina zuta. You are goreim the death of your friend, but you're not a Horeg. And that's the difference between a Horeg and a goreim. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that Meshaleach is potter as a rotzeach, as a horeg, from that severe punishment, bedin shamayim. But nevertheless, he will be punished, bedine zuta, for a lower echelon violation, whereas according to Shammai, he has the onesh of a horeg, bedin shamayim. And that's dina rabba. And the Ramban in his Perish on the Torah in Brachos Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chavav in the Parsha of Mechiras Yosef, Ma Betzaki Nargenu Lechuvin Ashlichei Lebar, the Ramban indicates that they the Achim thought that by throwing him to a bar will be killed, will be starved, or Nechashim Vakravim will be killed down in the bar. That's also a tzicha. What do you gain by that? But maybe because they held that in Din Shamayim, that's considered Shliach L'Dvar Avera to be Mechayev them as a Horeg, whereas what the opposite view was, let's throw him into the bar, and it's only Dina Zuta, like the Tanakhama here. The Yiboy Yisema, the Gemara gives another possible explanation for Shamanei HaZaken. Shammai also agrees that in Kol Dinei HaTorah Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And in the case of Ritzicha, it's different. Shiny Hassam in Shlichus Legabe Ritzicha. There's a new halach of Yeshlichus Varvera, the Gali Rachmona Oso Arak to Becher of Bnei Amon. It's a bezudah, a special halach in Ritzicha. As far as the law of Ritzicha is concerned, we are taught by Nasan Anovi Oso Arakto that there is Shlichus and Kol Tarkula Ein Shlichus Varvera. That's derived from Shkutei Chutz V'Nichra Ha'ish. Hahu velo shlucho. The idach and the Tanakamu disagrees with Shammai and holds that even in Hariga, ein shliach levarver. What's he going to do with the pasuk? Oso arakta becherav bnei Amon. And the Gemara answers: Hare lecha kicherav bnei Amon. The killing, the death of Uriah, is considered as if David. What does it mean? Kecherev bnei Amon, kearigas osom anoshim shemesu b'milchama v'cherev bnei Amon. Ma cherev bnei Amon ein ato nenash olav af uriah achiti I ato nenash olav. In other words, you are not liable, David. Why? If Bnei Amon kills someone, you're not going to be punished for that. Let's say they killed someone on their own volition and their own decision. Here, it's Oso Arakta Kicher of Bnei Amon. Hare Lecha, your status in this episode is Kicher of Bnei Amon, as if Uriah was killed by the decision and the volition of Bnei Amon. The Iato Nenash Olav, you won't be punished. My timer. Why is David HaMelech exonerated from any punishment if he sends through the agency of Yoav, he sends Uriah out to be killed by Cherub Bnei Amon? The answer is Moreh B'Malchus Hava. The status of Uriah is that of a Moreh B'Malchus if he rebels against the kingship. Because you remember that David HaMelech sent for him and he didn't want to come. He refused to show up. Is the halach is that a Moreh B'Malchus is Chayav Misa. And therefore David HaMelech is potur even b'din shamayim, because by sending Uriah out to the front lines to be killed, he was fulfilling the death penalty that indeed Uriah was Chayav for. Where do we find that Uriah was a Moreh B'Malchus? Dika'amar Lei, Uriah turns to David HaMelech and he says, V'Adoni Yoav, V'chol Avdei Adoni, al pnei asode chonim. In other words, Yoav turns in front of David HaMelech and calls, I'm sorry, Uriah, in front of David HaMelech, calls Yoav Adoni. Adoni means my master. That's considered Merida B'Malchus. It appears from the words of Yoav that he was speaking to, from the, again, the words of Uriah, he was speaking to Yoav in terms of being Makabel Pnei HaMelech. He was accepting the authority of Yoav as if he were a Melech. That's called Morid B'Malchus. Now Rava comes along and he wants to limit the Aloch of Shammai and saying we don't always apply the principle according to Shammai of Yeshlich Vavra Omar Rava Imtimsi Lomar Sovar Shammai Shnei Ksuvim Abom Gechon Melamdim Vahu Hahu Lo Dorish. Let's assume that according to Shammai, the two cases of Yeshlich Vavra of Me'ila and of Tvicha Mechira form a Binyanah, a paradigm to teach me that in general Yeshlich Varvera and the Miud of Hahu in the parish of Shlutei Chutz to exclude Shliach Lidvarvera is not accepted is Modeh. Nevertheless, Shammai is Modeh, says Rava, be Omer L'Shlucho Tzei Ba'olasa Erva. If somebody sends a Shliach to be Ba'ala Erva, or alternatively a Cholasa Chelev, eat Chelev on my behalf, Shehu, meaning the Shliach himself who implements this immoral act or eats the Chelev, Chayav his Chayav Sholchav Potur. We do not apply the principle of Yeshlich Dvar Vera, even according to Shammai HaZaken in these two cases. Why? Shalom Atzina B'chalatar Kula Zenenev Zem Eschayev. When the Machayev of the Aver is Hanoah, it cannot be that Reuven enjoys the Hanoah of the Avera, and Shimon is Chayev. The one who enjoys the Hanoah, that's the Gufo Shel Isur, he's Chayev. So that now in the case of a Shliach Lebi'ilas Erva of Achila, both in Arayos and in Machos Asuros, the Machayev is Hanoah. It's the Shliach who had the Hanoah, and therefore he, the Shliach, is Chayev, but not the Mishaleach. Itmar, Rav Omar, Shliach Nasa Eid. Rav is of the opinion that a shliach who is sent to be Mekadesh and Isha can serve both capacities. He's not only a shliach on behalf of the Mishaleach to do the Maisa Kedushin, he's also one of the two Eidim to testify in the Kedushin. And therefore he links up with another Eid, because Kedushin requires Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. The Beirav Shilo Amri Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira. I'm sorry, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. According to Beis Shila, the Shliach cannot serve in a double capacity. If he's doing the Maisa, then he cannot testify in his own Maisa. And therefore he's not an Eid Kedushin. My Taima, Debei Rabbi Shilo. Why did Debei Rabbi Shilo disqualify the Shliach from serving as an Eid? In other words, what's the reasoning behind him? Elam, if you'll say. Mishum delo amar le haveli aid. Is it because the Mishaleach never told him to be an aid? He only told him to serve as his shliach elameata. Kinesh ishim b'fnei shnayim v'lo amalem atem eidai. Hachinami delo kidushe, lavi kidushe. Does it mean that aidim cannot serve as aidim to engender a chalos ishim through the kidushin that they witnessed because they were not designated, they were not instructed by the Mekadesh that they should serve as Edim? That's very difficult. Ella, but rather there's a different explanation of Debei Rabbi Shilo. And that is, Rav Amar Shliach Nasaid Ilume Ka Ma'alimna Limilse Debei Rabbi Shilo Amar Ein Shliach Tvar Eid Came in the Amar Mash Shluchu Shalom Kimoso Havi Le Kigufe. So let's start in the reverse. Let's begin with the Debei Rabbi Shilo, and we already indicated what the basis for this shita is of Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, and that is that you cannot testify in your own Maisa, you're a Baldavar. The Torah addresses Eidim as Makaimei Dover, Alpishnaim Eidim Yokum Dover. He can't play the role of Makaimei Dover if he's the Baldavar. In other words, the shliach steps into the feet of the mishaleach. The mishaleach passes on to the shliach all the reins, the bailus, in this maisa kiddushin. So the bala maisa now becomes the shliach himself. And this would explain the shitas haposkim that the shliach can use his own funds to pay for a get to be written on behalf of the mishaleach. That's the shita of Debei Rabbi Shiloh. The shliach plays the main role over here, and he cannot testify on his own maisa, it's kigufe. Now we go backwards to the shita of Rav. Shliach nasa eide lume kama alima ka alimna limilse. Chizuk yesar nedosim l'shliach was strengthening the role of the shliach. Alimna means to strengthen his role. Adarabba, since he's testifying about that which he himself performed and implemented, that's more of a clarity in his testimony. His testimony is even superior to regular testimony. Edim on the outside are external to the Maisa, but the Shliach is being made on the Gufa Maisa, which he himself is implementing. That's even better than Stam Edus. In other words, according to Rav, the psul of Bal Dovar only applies to an Ogea B'Edus. Here, he's not an Ogea B'Edus. And if you remove the psul of Ogea B'Edus, then Adarabba, if he's testifying his own Maisa, that's even superior. So whereas Tana D'Bei, Rabbi Shiloh sees the aid, the Shliach, as a Bal Dovar, and therefore he's possibly aid. So da plukta here between Rav and Rabbi Shiloh can be understood in two different ways, in two different, either arguing about the status of a Shliach, is he considered a Bal Dovar, and all the bailus of the Mishaleach is now transferred over to the Shliach, or are they arguing about the nature of Eidus, and what the nature of the Psul of Bal Dovar is in Eidus, if he's not a Mekayme Dovar, or if he's no Gebe Dovar. And the Avni Miluim and the Ketzos discusses this at great length. Be that as may, Rav says the Shliach Nasa Eid, and if you neutralize the element of Nogeb Eidus, then Adarabba, he is in a superior position to give Eidus, he's testifying on his own Maisa. But the Gemara is not happy with Rav, that Shliach Nasa Eid. Meisve, we have a Braisa, Omar Lishlosha, Tzu'u Vikachu Li Ha'isha. If a man turns to three people and he tells them to go out and be Bekadish and Ish on his behalf, Echad Shliach, one becomes a Shliach, Ushnayim Edim, Divrei Beit Shammai, Beisil Omrim Kulam Shluchim Heim, V'ein Shliach Nasa Eid. They are all considered Shluchim because he told them to Uvekadshu Li Ha'isha. And none of them could serve as Edim. It comes out that Rav would now be reflecting the Shita of Beit Shammai against the Shita of Beis Hillel. So the Gemara answers, Ad kan lo pligi ela. No, I'm sorry, this is all part of the Kasha. Ad kan lo pligi ela b'shlosha. Why does Beit Shammai allow facilitating this marriage? Because he turned to three, and one can serve as a shliach, the other two as Eidim. Al v'shnayim divrei hakol lo. Even Beit Shammai would agree that if he spoke to two witnesses and he asked them to be Mekadesh, one of them has to serve as a shliach, you're left without two Eidim. And that's against Rav. Is who the Omar Rav holds, ki haitana, like a different Tana that we're going to see presents the machlokshim Beit Sil Beit Shammai in a different light. The Sanya Rabbi Nosan Omer Beit Shammai Omrim Shliach V'Eid Echad U'Beit Sil Omrim Shnei Eidim Shliach U'Shnei Eidim. It means, according to this version of Rabbi Nosan, Beit Shammai was saying that if you have a shliach and one witness, then they could effectuate the marriage. The shliach serves as implementing the ma'aseh kedusha on behalf of the mishaleach, and at the same time serves as an aid, and he links up with the other aid. It means shliach nasa aid. Beis Hillel omrim shliach u'shnei aidim. You need a shliach plus two aidim. because Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. So at least we have, according to this version of Rav Nosson, one sheet in Tanoim, namely the sheet of Beit Shammai, that Shliach Nasa Eid is for Rav Kibet Shammai. Is that something that you're excited about? That Rav, who is one of the Talmud of Beis Hill, should align himself with Beit Shammai against Beis Hill? Epuch. We're going to have to change the version here of who says what. Beis Hill is of the opinion that Shliach V'Eid Echad is fine. Because Shliach Nasa Eid, Beit Shammai, the one who say that you need a Shliach and two Eidim. The Mar now quotes a different nusach, a different formulation or version of the Machlokas Rav and Debei Rav Shilo. And this is going to remove the kash on Rav. Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masli Ibri changes the names of Rav and Debei Rav Shilo. On the contrary, Rav Omar, Rav is the one who maintains Ein Shliach Nasaid, reflecting the Shita of Beis Hillel. Whereas Debei Rav Shilo hold Amri Shliach Nasaid. The Hilchasa in the Gemara Paskin Shliach Nasa Eid. Which would probably mean that if we go back to Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, we're going to have to accept the Epuch, in which Beis Hillel is the one who say that Shliach V'Eid Echad is fine. Amar Rava. Rava goes a step further in terms of Shliach Nasa Eid. In other dinim, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lishnaim Tzuva Kadshu Li Esa Isha. Hein hein shluchav, hein hein edov, v'chein begerishin. If a Makadesh says to two, go out and be Makadesh and Isha on my behalf, they, these two edim who are shluchim, can also serve as edim on the Kedushin. And now, Rav in the name of Rav Nachman extends it to Gerishin. If a man sends two to be Megarish's wife, those two serve as both shluchim for the Mesiris Haget, Liat Isha, and at the same time, they can serve as Edim on the Gerishin. And now we turn to Mem Gimel and Beis V'chein, Bedini Momenos. So if a person sends a shliach to lend money, or let's say shliach halove eschove l'malva. Malva extends the loan to the love, and he gives over the money to two shlichim, and he tells them that they should give this money to the love. That's one case. The other case is where the love says to two shluchim, paru leploni chov sheishlo olay, pay back the chov that so-and-so has on me. Is even though they are a shluchim, nevertheless, they could testify on the piron chov, utzricha. And Rav Nachman had to teach us that Shliach Nasaid in all three cases, Kedushin, Gerushin, and Halvah, and Dini Mominus. The Ashminim of Kedushin, if he had only told us in Kedushin, we would have said that there's a special reason why in Kedushin, Shliach Nasaid, the Shliach has no negia whatsoever on this Eidus, Mishum Dila, Mesrei Kos, he's coming to prohibit this woman as an Eishes Ish. So he, the shliach, cannot marry her anymore. Well, Gerishin, Nechush, Shema, Ein of Nosan, but maybe the shliach himself wants to marry this woman. And that's why he's testifying that he gave the get, even though the get maybe was lost, it was burnt, it was ripped, it never came into the hands of the Isha. His Rav Nachman adds this principle of Mechem Begerishin to teach us that we're not choshesh, that the shliach has his eyes set on this woman, and he's no Gebi Eidus, V'yashmina Begerishin. I would think that Dafka in Gerishin Shliach Nasa Eid, and there was no chash of Sheker. Why? Mishum de Issasol Beitrei, Lo Chazio, a woman cannot marry two men, and since the Eidim are two, therefore, they would certainly not lie. They won't be able to gain anything from this Eidus. Avol Mamona, but in the case of a Lova who sent a Shliach to repay his loan to the Malva, sent two Shlichim, Eimahani Miflag Polge, maybe they're making an agreement In which case, even though they're going to pocket the money, they'll split it between the two of them and lie and testify that they gave over the money to the Malva Tzrichi. Therefore, I need the Chiddush of Rav Nachman that we're not choshesh for such a sheker. And therefore, Shlucho Nasa Eid. The Gemara now clarifies which opinion does Rav Nachman accept as far as Shliach Nasa Eid and Dini Momenos. Micah Sovar. What is Rav Nachman holding with regard to Momenos in terms of Shliach Nasa Eid? And that he's not an Ogeb Eidus. Ika Sovisha Malve. Malves Chamalves Chavero. Hamalve Chavero Biedim. Tzorech Halove. Lifaro Biedim. If he maintains the Shita, that if you extend a loan with two witnesses, that's a Malve invites witnesses to see the Mesiris Hamos. Therefore, the piron likewise has to take place in front of two edim, and the lova is not going to be believed, even if he takes a shvua to the effect that he paid it back, unless he can prove it through the testimony of two edim. If that's what Rav Nachman holds, how could these shlichim be believed, be reliable to testify that they gave the money to the malveh, they paid back the chov of the loveh? Hani, these shlichim are nogim b'edus ninu. They certainly have a negiah here. They have a motivation and a will to testify exactly the way they testified. Why? Di amrit lo par ine, if they'll claim they never paid back the malveh, amar lahu, the loveh will turn to these two shluchim and say, Peruni, give me back the money that I gave to you. There's no way that they can claim that they paid back the money to the Malva, because the money has to be paid in front of two Edom. Where are the Edom that can testify that they were paid back? So they're really stuck in a bind. They really have to testify that they paid back the Malva, because if they're going to say they didn't pay back the Malva, then the Lova is going to demand that they pay back, that they return the money back to the Lova. El Yolam Kasavah, Rav Nachman holds, Malva's Chaver Beidim Ein Tzorch Lefar Beidim, and therefore these Shluchim are believed to say that they paid back the halva. Nobody was there to see them. We go to Yachle Meir Adrinu Lelova, since they could say, we paid back the money, we returned the money to the lova, and there's no way that the lova could demand and prove payment, is Yecholim Lemar Parini Lemalva. They could claim and be believed to say that they paid back the malva. Issue is whether or not, in the case of a piron chov on the part of the lova to the malva, these shluchim can serve as edim. Does the concept, the issue of nogeb edus, come to the fore here? Rav Nachman apparently says no, and shliach nasa ed in the case of piron halva. And the Gemara thinks that this should depend upon a different issue of Hamalves Chaver Beedim Tzorech Lefaro Beedim, which means if you hold Tzorech Lefaro Beedim, then the Lova is never believed, even with a Shvua, to say, to claim that he paid back his Chov, unless he brings Edim to testify to that effect. Now, assuming Rav Nachman holds that Hamalvis Chaver Beidim Tzorch Lefroa Beidim, then we have a problem. We don't understand how these shlichim could be believed, could be reliable to testify that they in fact paid the money to the Malva. These shlichim, the Gemara insists, have an Igia Beidus. They have vested interest in testifying that in fact they paid up the Chov, because if they deny that they paid up the Chov, then the Lova is going to claim that you have to pay me. Let's assume that the Lova gave the Shluchim the money to repay the Malva in front of two Edom, because
Rav Nachman did not qualify. He didn't say specifically here or there. So in a Stam case, there were Edom who saw the money being given over by the Lova to the Shluchim. If the Shluchim now would claim that they did not pay the Malva, again, we're trying to explain why Rav Nachman should admit in this particular case that the Shluchim have an agiyah to say we did pay the Malva. If they deny that they paid the Malva, and there were Edom who saw the Lova fork over the money to the Shluchim, then the Shluchim will not be believed to say that we repaid, we returned the money to the Lova. And therefore, by process of elimination, we must assume, we must insist that according to Rav Nachman, Hamalves Chaver B'Edim ain't Tzorch Leforo B'Edim, meaning that even though there were Edim who saw the Lova fork over the money to these Shluchim, nevertheless, the Shluchim could claim that although they don't have witnesses to support that claim, that they in fact paid the money back to the Lova. They returned the money to the Lova. And if they are believed to say that they paid back the money to the Lova, and they would go scot-free, Yecholim Lememar Parinu Lemalva. They have no negias to say that we actually paid up the Malva. They could be believed. If they had vested interest to say we paid back the Malva, because otherwise they'll have to pay the Lova, and they have no way of claiming that we're part of paying the Lova because we returned the money to the Lova, that's a problem. Then they really are being pushed in order to protect their pocket, their purse, to say that they gave the money and paid the Malva. Because the other alternative is that they'll have to pay the Lova. They don't have Edim to testify that they returned the money to the Lova. But if, on the other hand, Amalves Chaver B'Edim ain't Tzorch Lefor B'Edim, it means that these Shluchim are free to claim that they returned the money to the Lova and they would be believed as such. Therefore, they have no negias to say, well, we paid the Malva, and they're believed to say we paid the Malva. The Gemara says, Halacha l'maaseh, as far as Shliach in Dinei Mamonos, in this case of Malva and Lova, Hashta now, the Tikka Rabbanan Shvuas Heses, now the Shluchim should no longer be believed to testify that they returned the money to the Malva, because they have an Igiyah B'Edus. If they would claim that They didn't pay up the Malva, but rather they returned the money to the Lova, the Lova has a right to demand that they take a Shvuas Heses. And there's a chash that these Shluchim are testifying that they in fact paid the Malva in order to avoid a Shvuas Heses. Therefore, Mishtabe Hani Edim Di Yoivle, let the Edim now take these shluchim, let them take a shvua that they return the money to the malva, umishtaba malva delo shokile, and the malva will take a shvua to the effect that he never received payment from these shlichim, uparle lova la malva. Now the lova will have to pay back the malva. That's how we paskin halacha lemaisa. Now what we have here on daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, about halfway through the daf, is a discussion of the latter part of the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Sheni, where the Mishnah says that a father could be Mekadesh his Bas. And the issue is, in interpreting this Mishnah, what would be the status of a Bas who is a Nara? So Mirtz Hashem will pick up this Mishnah tomorrow in the middle of Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis.